Hello and Namaskara. This is a brand new episode of That's the Thing on Radio Azim Premji University. It's a podcast with three hosts, one object, aur dher sari kahaniya. We look at things jo bahut sare log bolte hain, ye to Hindustan se hai. But is it really? That's the thing.
That's the thing.
मेरा नाम जिमी है, मेरे साथ है मेरे दोस्त काव्या और अथर्वा. हेलो गाइस.
नमस्कार नमस्कार.
ओके, टुडे आवर ऑब्जेक्ट इज
ऑल दैट ग्लिटर्स.
नॉट ऑल दैट ग्लिटर्स.
ओके ओके. मेन ग्लिटरी थिंग दैट आवर कंट्री इज ऑब्सेस्ड विद. सोना,
गोल्ड.
जो भी बुलाओ, सोना, बंगारा, तंगम, स्वर्णम, इट्स वन ऑफ इंडियाज मेन वेज टू थिंक अबाउट लग्जरी.
सो लेट्स जंप स्ट्रेट इन.
लेट्स गो.
We know that ancient civilizations used gold.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, Niwe Heli, when do you think it was?
Matlab, the oldest gold discovery?
Exactly.
I'm assuming some 3,000 plus years.
Oh, I was going to say 2,000.
Mm-hmm.
Because it also needs to be mined, right? Gold. Like, you have to pull it out of somewhere. No, you need to have machinery for all that.
These are all excellent things that we are going to talk about. It's not in India.
Okay.
Which is the most important thing.
Okay.
The oldest known gold is part of a treasure found in the Varna necropolis in Bulgaria.
Ooh.
Which dates back between, much bigger than both of the numbers you said, 4600 and 4200 BC.
Whoa.
So, Kavya, was it coins or did they find like a bar of gold?
Oh, that's a really good question. So, the Varna necropolis was a graveyard. It had about 300 graves.
Okay.
And in one of those graves was a gold treasure. So grave number 43 contained most of that gold.
Oh, okay. I don't know why they called it Varna Necropolis. Naam hona chahiye tha Swarna Necropolis.
Arre wah.
Thank you.
I read that they had recently, very recently discovered it.
Yeah.
Some construction worker in 1972 in Bulgaria discovered these gold objects.
And it wasn't just Bulgaria. Many ancient cultures had gold.
Okay.
So they've discovered gold in Egypt from 3000 BCE.
Wow.
The ancient Egyptians believed ki apna daulat agle janam mein bhi le ja sakte ho. So they buried all their rulers with it.
Oh.
They buried them with art and nice clothes and nice. Of course, jewelry. You've seen Tutankhamun's golden mask, na? That's a very famous image.
Oh, like in that The Mummy movie.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Okay. What is the connection between Mummy and Yo-Yo Honey Singh?
I'm just so afraid for whatever the answer is.
They were both rap stars.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh, that look on Atharva's face while he worked that out, and then eyes bulging, mouth open.
Anyway, the Egyptians believed that gold was the flesh of their sun god, Ra.
So Ra is a sun god. So when we tell someone, hey, what Ra, what are you doing? We are calling them a sun god. Wow,
oh
amazing.
God, Jimmy.
Okay, we'll move on.
Okay, so the Egyptians believed that gold was the flesh of the god.
Okay.
And so having lots of it meant direct ticket to heaven.
Ooh.
Same thing happened in Mesopotamia, actually. Gold was used by the Sumerians, the Akkadians, for religious decorations. They have this really cool thing. It's called the golden lyre of Ur.
Lyre is a musical instrument, right?
Exactly.
That's right. You know something very cool about that? They're also considered the oldest string instruments in the world.
Yeah, wait, these lyres.
Those were made of gold.
Yeah, so there are four of them. Okay, and they're reconstructed and they're on display in four different places. Iraq, the US, UK. Yeah, the
nice.
Ur is not anywhere near the US or the UK. When I went to Egypt, a tour guide told me this joke, which I really loved. Which is, if you want to see the most valuable things in all of Egypt, aapko London jana padega.
Nice. Again, Britishers.
Another British decision.
Yes, matlab, kitna chori kiya unhone.
Really.
Okay, so as of now, we still haven't come to India, nothing from India.
So that's just after.
Okay.
Gold from 6,000 years ago was found in both Harappa and Mohenjo-Daro. And from then to it has been fully Desi. Even then, gold symbolized wealth, purity and having the gods on your side. We even have so much archaeological evidence to support this.
Which comes to your question, Jim, actually.
Uh-huh.
So there are texts that talk about how gold was there. So there were methods of extraction, organized mining for trade.
Yeah, so how were they extracting this gold?
This is so cool. They started by panning riverbeds.
Panning ka kya matlab hai?
They fill a shallow pan, like a small bartan. They fill it with sediment.
Okay.
Aur thoda pani add kiya. एंड करते हैं टिल द मिक्सचर इज लूज.
ओके.
उसके बाद द पैन इज जेंटली स्वर्ल्ड एंड मूव. इससे हल्का जो मटेरियल है लाइक सैंड पेबल्स ऑल ऑफ दैट गेट्स वॉश्ड अवे. एंड इफ गोल्ड इज देयर इन दैट सॉइल इट विल बी मच हेवियर देन दोस मटेरियल्स एंड इट विल सेटल एट द बॉटम.
ओह, दैट क्लास वाज ब्रॉट टू यू बाय प्रोफेसर काव्या श्रीनिवासन फ्रॉम IIT.
ओह गॉड, वी हैव टू स्टॉप यूजिंग दैट लाइन.
एनीवे, इंडस वैली के लोग इस सोने को ट्रेड के लिए यूज करते थे विद द मिडिल ईस्ट एंड अफ्रीका. सो दे वर ट्रेडिंग गोल्ड फ्रॉम देन टिल द मौर्यन एम्पायर. Using it to buy spices, textiles, so
you
much
said
more.
Indus Valley, right?
That's right.
In fact, just recently, a Pakistan ka government ek survey karwaya and they found gold in the Indus River in Punjab province in Pakistan. Almost 80,000 crores worth of gold is what they're estimating. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's imagine. Insane.
Yeah. It will pull Pakistan out of debt, I think.
So after India, China, we're all panning for gold. And then the next place I went crazy about gold were the Romans.
That's right. But they did something very differently. They started thinking about it as a philosophy. So these Romans, they had the first alchemists.
I read the book.
Alchemy was basically its idea that you can take some base metals like lead aur usko sona mein badal sakte ho.
And basically you would use a philosopher's stone to make this change.
Don't you mean a sorcerer's stone?
Wait, I didn't get that at all. Why are you guys laughing about?
So the British and the American titles of the Harry Potter book.
Okay.
American publishers thought people wouldn't pick a book with philosophers in the title, so they changed it to Sorcerer's Stone.
Oh.
So it's the same book, the first book.
Okay.
And just like the stone that's in the book, the Romans were looking for this mythical substance that would just turn normal, regular metals into gold.
Right, right.
Obviously, ye hua nahi. Par experiments ki wajah se, early chemistry ka development zarur hua.
Okay, quick question. What is your relationship with gold? Like Kavya, Atharva, any... The way you look at gold, the way you feel about gold.
I think, I know that for many South Indian communities, this is probably true, but gold is often viewed as the most liquid of all assets.
Even though it's so solid.
Yeah, very nice. So you would give gold to, you know, jewelry as investments for...
Right.
And before my wedding, my grandmother was like, oh, we have to give her gold. And I'm going, why? I have a bank account now. We don't need to play this game. But it's just this... idea that you can sell gold, it'll always have a resale value.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think my relationship with gold has always been very practical. Like, I don't think I view it as jewelry or, you know, okay. I think it's just something that's been handed down.
And can be turned into money whenever you
want
it. Okay. Atharva?
For me, I don't find gold that attractive personally. I like silver better.
Oh,
I feel it suits me better also.
Right.
But again, I'm not a very jewelry person. So, growing up, the only gold thing I had was this one Rudraksh, which had like one gold thing on top and bottom. And I don't even wear that anymore. So,
and the earring that you're currently wearing is made of?
Is steel, stainless steel.
Oh.
But yeah, but I prefer silver over gold.
Okay, because it goes with your cool as a concept wala vibe.
That's right.
Jim, what's your relationship with gold?
I don't have a relationship with gold at all. It doesn't matter to me. I've only bought it as an investment.
Yeah.
And
okay.
It's like investing in gold. Hai, acha, chalo, buy it, keep it, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Briefly, if we look at what happened with gold next, in America from the 1850s, they had the gold rush.
Right.
This gold rush was happening all over the world, actually.
Okay.
Australia, South Africa, Canada, ella kade no, people were trying to make their fortunes from gold. And so it started causing these migrations, new cities began to form, new trading centers began to emerge.
Around these places where they could get gold.
Exactly.
Right. Oh.
And that was because even with paper money, gold was the basis of value.
So that was the gold standard, right? Exactly. How much money can you get with 1 kilo of gold?
Yep.
Okay, so that's why gold is so precious. Or aaj bhi log bahut sare paise gold mein invest karte hain. So there's physical gold and conceptual gold.
Conceptual gold?
People invest in... instruments that invest in gold. So you don't invest in gold directly. You're not buying gold directly. So these are saving schemes, gold bonds, ETFs, etc.
Jim, what's an ETF?
Guess the full form.
It sounds very close.
Economy Trust Fund.
Ooh, fund is right.
Fund is
right. Oh, fund
is right.
Yes. Okay. Exchange.
Ooh, yes.
What is the T then?
Trade.
Trade. Exchange traded fund.
Teamwork makes
nice.
The dream work.
Okay. So it's exchange traded funds, which is basically similar to shares that you can buy and sell on the stock exchange.
Cool. Nice. So we have the physical gold, which is like bars, coins, jewelry. And this is one of the largest ways that Indians continue to invest in gold.
Right.
But it has making charges, which can be anywhere between 6 and 25%.
Which is where your ETFs and all of them come in. So you invest without paying for the making charges.
Understood. Apparently, I can buy gold on GPay also, no?
Yes.
Which can be converted to actual physical gold.
That's right. Mm. I've done it on PhonePe. I did it once.
Really?
Yes. So I used to put in little and then one point I was like, wait a minute, let me buy that and then sell it. So I got the physical gold was delivered home.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so crazy. Cool.
Yeah.
And that's actually the thing, you know, with real gold, is the reason that gold is still so powerful is because of something called intrinsic value.
Manje?
Manje, gold is still extremely rare. It's not likely to lose value.
True.
See, it doesn't corrode, it doesn't tarnish. Can easily be melted in and out of shapes and you can divide it without losing value.
Or dunya mein kahan bhi jao, you will get value for the gold.
Yeah.
Speaking of value, United States has the largest gold reserves in the world with over 8,000 tons of gold as of May 2024. That's basically like the weight of 5,500 sedan cars. Worth about $687 billion.
So in 2023, the world's largest gold producer was China. China everywhere, man. They're doing everything, always.
But what they're such a large country.
Also. This is followed by Russia, another large country.
Yeah.
And then Australia. So,
another large country.
Yes. Nice. So as of 2024, a total of around 2,17,000 tons of gold exists above ground.
Wow. Let's be honest. India without gold is like biryani without masala. Technically, it exists, but who wants it?
So, I would go one more level and say it's biryani without mutton.
I don't eat mutton, so it doesn't mean anything to me.
So, everything else is not biryani.
Oh.
Bilkul sahi bola. Hamare yahan gold is not just an ornament. It's an obsession. Art, temples, movies, festivals. Kahan nahi hai gold?
Everywhere.
So, let's look at gold in India. Art se shuru karte hain. Have you guys seen Tanjavur paintings?
Yes.
Yeah, those.
Wait, did you say Tanjavur paintings or did you say Tanjur paintings?
So, Tanjore paintings. Tanjore is the British pronunciation of Tanjavur.
Tanjavur
is where a lot of my ancestors came from.
So, you call it Tanjavur paintings?
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
But Tanjore paintings.
But in Tanjavur, it will just be called a painting.
Yes.
So these are basically South Indian paintings with that royal gold leaf work, right?
Yes, exactly.
Full Maharani vibe. That.
Yeah,
and
man,
you know
beautiful.
What is nuts about this? They use real gold in those paintings.
What? Oh, wait. So the artists are like melting gold.
It's gold leaf paint. Yeah.
Wow. Nice. And it's not just paintings. Our temples are basically gold-plated real estate.
Yeah.
Tirupati ka golden vimana dekha hai? That tower is literally covered in pure gold.
That's right. Amritsar ka golden temple bhi.
Yeah.
750 kgs of gold, bhai. Pure 750 kgs.
Temples, arts, even clothes. You guys have heard of Zardozi, right?
I've heard of Zari.
Yeah, so Zardozi is like original designer. It's Persian inspired.
Okay.
Sone ke dhage use karte hain. And it was worn by royalty. Point is that Zardozi work, it's so time consuming, so meticulous. Like the craftsmen who used to work with Zardozi.
Okay.
It's a very laborious process. Like the reason why designers are still so popular today.
Okay.
The work takes time and...
Right. Effort.
So that's why these saris cost lakhs or what? Like because of the sheer amount of effort put into them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Even Kanchipuram silk saris also.
Yes.
They have gold zari work. So when they say these saris cost lakhs, it is because of also gold in it.
Yes. Nice. Yeah. And my family has a lot of Kanchipuram saris. And the Kanchipuram saris, you can melt the zari to get gold.
No.
So the sari is as much of an investment as...
Wow.
Yeah. So you can take the sari back and they will give you gold in exchange. So the equivalent weight of the zari.
Is your mother's sari in a bank locker?
No. It should be.
Okay, and Mughal ke zamane ke gehne bhi, you know, there used to be gold plus enameling on top of that plus gemstones. It's like an onion where every layer is more expensive than the other.
Aisa pyaaz mujhe bhi chahiye. I'll be crying tears of joy.
Speaking of tears of joy, Jim, can I tell everybody?
Okay, you're going to tell it.
I'm going to say.
Okay.
I've never seen you cry in real life.
That's true.
But I have seen you cry at the movies.
Nice.
That is true. I cry very easily when I'm watching a movie or a show and my tears are worth their weight in gold.
Yeah.
Nice. What is the last movie you cried at, Jimmy?
I think it would have been Lapata Ladies.
Yeah, that was a great film. I think it's going to get a bunch of awards this year.
Speaking of awards, Gold and Film Awards.
Okay.
the Filmfare Award had a gold-plated base in 2013 to celebrate 100 years of Indian cinema.
Gold-plated, okay.
And better than that, when they celebrated their 50th year, that entire statue was made of gold.
Itna to banta hai ma. We have people like Karan Johar, Sanjay Leela Bansali in our industry.
True.
Okay, guys, let's play a quick game.
Okay.
How many Bollywood songs can you think of that have Sona in them?
Oh my God, so many. I love this game. Inna Sona tu Rab ne banaya.
Okay. Sona kitna sona hai, sone jaisa tera man.
Oh, mere sona re, sona re, sona re. De dungi jaan juda mat ho.
Oh, I have one. Kinna sona Rab ne banaya.
Wow.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Okay.
So, guys, we have done old gold, Bollywood gold, holy gold. Now let's jump a little laterally and do something a little illegal, dangerous and edgy.
Okay, toh kiske baare mein baat kar rahe ho?
Okay, producer producing this, please give some dramatic music.
No,
effect.
We'll give you live dramatic effect.
Gold smuggling.
Achha, okay.
It is India's second favorite underground sport, right? It is right after trying to avoid the traffic police without a helmet.
I mean, honestly, gold or India ka connection itna deep hai ki hum log sona sirf khareedte nahi hai, chupate bhi hai. If they were to give an award for creativity, these guys would win gold. Literally. In fact, mere khayal mein, the cops should give them some of their gold if the smuggling idea was mind-blowing. Na? Like, ye lo, thoda. Le lo.
Sahi hai. You deserve it.
You deserve it. Rakh lo.
Okay, let's start with Dongri. Mumbai's unofficial gold capital, but not in the jewelry showroom.
Way. Yeah, more in the basement lab where people are melting illegal gold.
That's right. So in 2019, authorities seized 4,522 kgs of smuggled gold worth over 1,400 crores from a Dongri-based syndicate.
Whoa.
Jimmy, that would be how many statues of you?
Let's see. You said what? 4,500 approximately, right?
Yeah.
So that would be about 50 statues of me with my actual weight. No, don't do the math. No, it's okay.
Okay, and get this. There were 18 Sudanese women who were caught smuggling gold as dust, paste, and even capsules hidden in, well, let's just say places you don't want to check.
So their therapist must have told them, aapko andar se aur bahar se shine karna chahiye.
Oh, no.
Okay, so speaking of hiding gold, ek bande ne जूते के अंदर सोना को छुपाया.
Oh yeah, I read that news. Apparently 1.4 kg of crude gold jewelry was hidden inside his shoes.
Yes.
मतलब every step he took, he was literally walking on money.
चार कदम बस चार कदम चल सोना साथ. Okay, another genius molded gold into chocolate bars. Imagine custom officers opening your bag expecting dairy milk and finding sona silk.
So the conversation would have gone something like, this guy's like, kya leke ja rahe ho? He's like, sir, bus kuch chocolates, mithai khane ka man tha. So he's like, acha, to ise kha ke dikhao. And he's like, sir, diet pe ho.
Okay, but my favorite one is the seat exchange trick. Did you hear about this? It's next level jugaad.
Kya hua tha usme?
So here's what happened. So someone's on an international flight, okay? They hide the gold under seat, say 10C.
Okay.
Then during the domestic leg of the flight, another passenger, 12C, picked it up.
और फिर भी पकड़े गए. टाइम उनका बुरा चल रहा था.
एंड देन वी हैव द कुरुवीज, एके द ह्यूमन म्यूल्स, जो गोल्ड स्मगल करने के लिए एयरपोर्ट्स पे अपनी जान दांव पे लगा देते हैं.
इट कुरुवी मींस स्पैरो, राइट?
यस, इन तमिल. यस, यस.
ओह, cuz दे फ्लाई इन विद द गोल्ड एंड दे पास इट ऑन टू हैंडलर्स विदाउट नोइंग हु इज ऑन द अदर साइड.
दैट्स राइट.
एकदम 90s बॉलीवुड स्पाई थ्रिलर फील.
फुल्ली, फुल्ली.
स्पीकिंग ऑफ बॉलीवुड लेवल ड्रामा, एन एक्ट्रेस रण्या राव वाज रिसेंटली कॉट एट बेंगलुरु एयरपोर्ट विद 14.8 kgs of gold.
Yes, I read that story. Wasn't she the one that flew back and forth from Dubai 4 times in 15 days wearing the same clothes each time?
Sahi pakda tumne, Jimmy.
Thank you. So did the cops catch her or the paps?
That's a good one. Yeah, see, we've already established that India is obsessed with gold, right?
Yes, ma'am.
But can this obsession be quantified?
Matlab?
So, our total household gold stash is between 24,000 and 25,000 tons.
That's more gold than the Reserve Bank of India. मतलब अगर कभी किसी देश की economy down हो जाए, तो एक मम्मी का locker खोल दो, देश चल जाएगा.
तो South India alone owns 40% of India's total gold.
See, this is what I was talking about.
Yeah, Tamil Nadu में इतना सोना है कि अगर एक दिन लोग अपनी ज्वेलरी बेचने का डिसाइड कर ले, गोल्ड प्राइसेस विल कम क्रैशिंग डाउन इन द मार्केट.
एंड लेट्स नॉट फॉरगेट वेडिंग्स. लाइक आई वाज सेइंग, हर शादी में एक मोमेंट होता है जब कोई आंटी कहती है, ये सेट सिर्फ 10 तोला का है, कुछ भी नहीं है.
आंटी बस 6-7 लाख का ही तो है, छोटी सी बात है.
यू आर मिमिकिंग व्हाट अथर्व ओवर देयर.
सम आंटी,
जेनेरिक स्टीरियोटाइप ऑफ एन आंटी.
ओके, सो with India's love affair with gold and high import duties, smuggling is not going to stop anytime soon, right?
Yeah, of course. But customs authorities will get smarter. They're using AI as usual. Who's not using AI?
Correct.
They're using scanners, detective work. They're trying to crack down on these syndicates.
So maybe the smugglers should focus on the shovel.
To dig themselves out of the hole when they get caught.
Oh, that's a really good one, Kavya. Nahin. So, you know about the shovel phenomenon?
No.
What is it?
Acha. तो जब लोग सोना ढूंढने कैलिफोर्निया गए थे, तो दिस गाय, हिज नेम इज सैमुअल ब्रैनन, सो ही इज द वन हु एक्चुअली फाउंड द गोल्ड फर्स्ट.
ओके,
तो उन्होंने क्या किया, ही बॉट ऑल द शावल्स एंड द पैन्स इन कैलिफोर्निया.
ओह माय गॉड.
उसके बाद उसने अनाउंस किया कि हे, यहां पे सोना है.
सो स्मार्ट,
बिकॉज ही न्यू दैट व्हेन पीपल कम दे विल नीड द शावल्स एंड द पैन्स. So it is called the shovel and pick phenomenon.
Nice.
So people may or may not have got rich looking for gold, but the guy selling shovels did.
Wow.
That's the shovel phenomenon.
Oh,
okay.
So cool.
Let's apply the shovel phenomenon to some other industries and you tell me what the shovel was.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So banking mein.
Banking mein shovel kya tha?
Yeah. Hai abhi bhi.
I don't know any. I'm just realizing I know nothing about the banking industry.
Is it like transaction fees or something?
No.
Okay.
But it
has to do with transactions.
Oh. Has to do with transactions.
Yes.
I have no idea.
No clue.
Have you heard of the OTP?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the OTP is the shovel for banking.
Oh.
The guy who,
OTP people.
The guy who made the OTP.
Nice.
Allowed the OTPs to happen, they make tons of money.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Okay. So another one. Tech companies and startups.
Tech companies. I feel like the shovel is storage.
Very good. Very good.
I know this because Amazon Web Services is that's Amazon's largest.
Yes,
yeah.
That's right.
Nice.
So that's the shovel.
Let's go.
Okay, mining.
Mining. Mining is literal shovels. That's where we started this conversation
okay,
from.
So what I meant was crypto mining and data mining.
What is the shovel?
Electricity. Wait. Like people selling electricity.
No. But good guess.
Okay.
They need like rare
people
metals.
Making processors.
Yeah.
Chips and processors.
So the GPU. Nice. So Nvidia and all of them make tons of money.
Got
because
it.
They're doing the shovel for crypto mining and data mining.
Nice. Yeah.
Okay, so can we look at some random things made with gold?
Come on, let's go. Go for it.
Me first. An entire, fully functional 18-karat gold toilet.
Nice.
It was
is it called the Trump?
Close. Very close. Yeah, it was titled America.
Oh.
This was made in 2019 by an Italian artist.
Yeah, and I read that it was stolen from some palace in England, right?
Yes, it was. But Jimmy, tell me, would you be able to take a dump on like a solid gold toilet?
Absolutely, man. I'll feel like a king sitting on a gold throne with a gold mobile watching some gold content.
That was also done, actually.
Meaning?
Means Soneka mobile phone. That 224 carat gold.
Ooh.
Imagine, bro, dropping that phone on the floor.
Wait, are we still talking about the toilet floor or some random floor?
Any floor.
Acha. You'll be scraping gold off the floor trying to put it back. Any idea how much that phone cost?
Yeah, I think something in the range of 4 lakhs.
Ooh.
Arey, isse yaad aaya? By the way, humne to gold carats ke baare mein baat hi nahi ki.
Oh yeah, so okay. Yeah. So very simple. 24 carat gold is 99.99% pure gold. No metals have been added. 22 carat gold is 91.7% pure gold with other metals like copper or silver. Or 18 carat gold is 75% pure gold with other metals like copper or silver added. Mm. That's it, simple.
Got it. I'm assuming the metals are added to make it stronger.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Let's see, सोने के साथ और क्या बनाया गया था. So, 2014 में पंकज परख from Yola had a 22 carat gold shirt made for him.
That must have been very heavy. No, how did he wear it?
Yes, it was about, I think, 4 किलो वजन था.
Oh my god, upper body workout.
Bank balance पे भी वो काफी भारी पड़ा.
Yes, it cost about 1.3 crores and it entered the Guinness Book of World Records for most expensive shirt.
Nice. Did you know that the man who held this same record before Pankaj was also from India?
My God, I cannot believe
that. His name was Datta Fuge and he is from Pune, all right. He was from Pune. He had a 3.5 kg 22 carat gold shirt made and he held this record before Pankaj. And the reason why I say he was from Pune is because tragically he was brutally murdered over some financial dispute in 2016.
Oh my god, I was not expecting that story to take that direction.
Wow.
What is it with gold shirts? Like, I have never till this moment thought about a gold shirt in my life. It is so bizarre.
That's true.
Apparently, there were some pills also. Gold pills.
Okay.
So, ये दो डिजाइनर्स थे जिन्होंने गोल्ड के पिल्स बनाए टू मेक अ स्टेटमेंट अबाउट हाउ द लग्जरी इंडस्ट्री वॉज बींग टू एक्स्ट्रा.
अच्छा,
दीज आर 24 कैरेट पिल्स दैट डू नथिंग.
अ 24 कैरेट प्लेटेड कॉफिन वॉज मेड. इट वॉज कॉल्ड द गोल्डन सेंड ऑफ. इट ओनली कॉस्ट 2.1 लाख्स.
ओह,
ही रोट इट इन हिज विल अवार्ड कि मुझे ऐसा वाला चाहिए. एंड कॉफिन को जमीन के नीचे छोड़ देते हैं कि दे टेक इट आउट. व्हाट्स द सीन?
इट्स ओनली गोल्ड प्लेटेड जिमी. If it was made entirely of gold, that would have been a different story.
Yeah. And then someone would find it many years later and say, like one of those graves. What is that? Varna necropolis.
Yeah. I feel like we've gotten really dark in the last couple of minutes.
अच्छा, okay. ठीक है, let's brighten this up a bit. Germany में एक सोने का व्यापारी ने एक Christmas tree बनाया with 2024 gold coins, approximately 10 feet tall, and it cost $5.5 million.
God.
Bro, if a Christmas tree is only made of gold, then what do you use for ornaments and
kuch
nahi sajane ke liye?
You feel bad about sajawing it. You're like, yeah, mera aukad hi kya hai iske aage. There's also a whole bunch of other things that people put gold in, sirf daam badhane ke liye.
Matlab?
I'll give you three, okay? So the most expensive bottle of water, let's hope I get this pronunciation right, Acqua di Cristallo Tributo a Modigliani.
Yeah.
Oh, Modigliani is a designer. Yeah.
Okay, Tharo is doing the Godfather.
Italian hands.
It costs $60,000 per bottle. Okay, and why? 24 carat gold bottle. Water is sourced from pure locations like Fiji, France and Iceland's glaciers. Usme 5 gram 24 carat gold. Add किया गया था.
This is the kind of thing you would never use.
Yes.
Yeah. Like you would own it and you would never drink it.
Why?
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Then, second, a bar of soap. This is a Lebanese soap called Qatar soap. It has gold and diamond powder. And a single bar costs $2,800.
What
again,
the hell?
Cannot use this.
Yes. You're not going to wash yourself
never?
With it or never.
Cool.
Use.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would be so aware that this is just diamonds I'm scraping
yes.
on.
And then
my
when
skin.
You're, if you use it at all, you'll be like gold kai, gold kai, gold kai, gold kai on your body.
Also,
okay.
If diamond is the hardest substance, you scrub
scrubby?
It on your
yeah.
skin.
Yeah.
Isn't
it going to hurt?
Yeah.
It will clean you so nicely because it is so, okay. And the last one, this is India's most expensive cocktail. It's called the Jewel of Tansen and it is 10,000 rupees per glass.
Okay, but everything else was like $60,000. 10,000 is sounding reasonable at this point.
Yeah. Matlab, soap you can keep, water you can keep. This is alcohol.
Okay.
And this is at a fine dining restaurant in Hyderabad called Tansen. Kya hai iske andar? Ajwa dates, Italian pine nuts, truffle infused vermouth, and a gold leaf ice cube.
Nice.
I feel like I would drink that.
Yeah.
You have that much money. Oh, this is the money that you're getting from melting your mom's zari in her sari.
Like, I'll just take gold. The gold straight to the guy. Can you leave the ice cube with this gold?
But guys, is gold made for some useful things also apart from some cool things?
Yes. For example, in medicine, there are gold salts. So gold salts work to reduce inflammation and slow down how rheumatoid arthritis progresses in the body.
Oh, there's also gold nanoparticles. No?
Mm-hmm. Socho agar wo nanoparticles hote, then the gold salts could have cured the nanoparticles of arthritis.
Oh my god.
Hey, gold nanoparticles, Jimmy.
Fine, okay.
They are being explored for use in various diagnostic and imaging techniques. Plus to deliver drugs and antigens to targeted cells, a lot like cancer cells.
Right, okay.
And ye treatment ko zyada efficient banate hai and also minimizes the impact on the surrounding tissue.
Aerospace mein bhi sone ka istemal hota hai.
Mm-hmm.
So gold is very good at resisting radiation, can reflect infrared radiation, so it makes for a very good coat.
Like that fellow Pankaj's coat.
Oh, he's trying to resist radiation, is it? That's what's going
That's
on.
Except it helps make things live longer.
Oh,
that fellow died, you said, right?
That's true.
No. The previous one.
Oh, the previous one died.
Yeah, this one's fine. Sorry, Mr. Pankaj.
Yeah.
Did not mean to kill you off in this podcast.
The Datta Phuge fellow, right?
Datta Phuge.
So, in aerospace, gold is used as a reflective coating. So, and it allows space missions, explorations, and satellite communications to live longer.
Yeah, absolutely. There's also gold in khana pina. You know, there's edible gold leaf. There's like flakes of gold. You put it in ice cream, champagne, those
Man,
kind of. On
waste.
Top of mithai.
Yes.
कोई फ्लेवर आता है क्या वो गोल्ड का, कि कोई न्यूट्रिशन भी नहीं आता?
नो नो, जस्ट टू शो ऑफ शूशा के लिए बस, दैट्स इट.
इन इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स हाउएवर इट हैज सम यूजेस. सो गोल्ड इज यूज्ड एज अ वेरी रिलायबल कंडक्टर एंड इज यूज्ड इन हाई रिलायबिलिटी एप्लीकेशंस.
लाइक
इट इज यूज्ड टू कोट कनेक्टर्स एंड other contact points in computers, televisions, cell phones.
Oh.
So not only is it reliable as an investment, but it's also reliable inside electronics.
Wow.
Boyfriends hing idre, it would have been so nice, Alva.
Boyfriends hi kyu ya kavya? All partners aise hone chahiye. The gold standard partner.
Yeah. Speaking of gold standard, there are so many phrases that have gold in them.
Yes, a heart of gold.
Yeah.
Sone pe suhaga.
Oh, golden hour, photography.
Yeah, right. The golden rule.
Andre?
Andre, the rule by which you live your life, like it's there in the Mahabharata, in the Tirukural. It translated roughly, it means treat others how you want to be treated.
Oh, do to others what you, how you would like them to do unto you. It's there in the Bible also.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Before we get to the question to the end of the podcast, mera ek aur sawal hai.
Okay, bolo.
Gold medals mein kitna gold hota hai?
Matlab?
Matlab, it's not made fully of gold. How much gold is there in a gold medal?
50%, right?
Nah.
Not 50.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like some embarrassingly small amount?
Very. You come very close.
Is it like less than 10%?
Yes.
Less than 5%.
Boy. It's 1.13%.
Oh.
So Paris Olympics, we just got over 2024. Mein. So the medal is 529 grams.
Okay.
The gold in it is 6 grams.
That's
oh,
so
one. Yes. Yeah. Okay, now that you are hugely disappointed, let us do our rap question. If you had to make something really random out of gold, what would you make?
Ooh, what about a solid gold microphone?
I was thinking microphone as well.
I stole your answer! I stole it!
Okay, solid gold mic. Great, I love it. Especially since we're doing the podcast and all that. Oh, it'd be so beautiful. Okay, you, Atharva?
Can I make three little ones so we can each have one? That's what I would do.
Okay.
I don't know. I think like a solid gold bookmark.
Yeah, that's nice. Okay, now that I've stolen yours, what would you make now?
I was wondering if it is possible to make tattoo ink in gold.
That's sure.
And then get my tattoo in gold. Nice. And then I can get my microphone in gold on my hand. Okay, cool. That is the end of another episode of That's the Thing. And today, our object was gold. We will be back with another episode next week.
That's the thing.
Subscribe to the Radio Azim Premji University YouTube channel and wherever you listen to your podcasts on, which is either Apple or Spotify, wherever. And also follow us on our socials on Instagram and WhatsApp. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being curious. We will be back with another episode next week. This is us, me, Jimmy, Kavya and Atharva signing off this week. Ta-da!
Bye!
Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of any entities they represent. This non-commercial program is for educational purposes only.